This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Recently, VA Secretary David Shulkin told a Senate committee that an important program designed to help veterans get care at private hospitals was running out of money sooner than expected. He was talking about the Veterans Choice Program. Meanwhile, here in New Hampshire, the program has slowly required more and more administrative help from employees of the Manchester VA. Assistant Director of the Medical Center, Kevin Forrest, recently told as much to the State Veterans Advisory Committee.
I think as the Medical Center moves forward and as choice matures, we're going to see the Medical Centers playing a more active role in appointing and directing that care.
For more on what that means for the hospital and the veterans it serves, we turn to Kevin Forrest. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me.
No, you're welcome.
So you said at the SVAC meeting that as the choice program matures, the hospital's going to play a more active role in getting choice program care to veterans. So what is that hospital role going to be?
So, Peter, I think as the choice program matures here, we're going to see the hospital taking a more active role in the appointing process. So as the next generation of, you know, choice contracts rolls out, you know, we are already building a more robust care coordination cell with appointing clerks and care managers to handle that increased level of appointing.
What will veterans who get care under the program now notice, if anything, about the hospital's role? Will it be more interaction with employees in Manchester and less interaction with folks at the other end of a 1-800 number?
Yes, I think as we see the care coordination cell build and we take more responsibility for that reappointing, you know, you'll see a more coordinated kind of seamless care where our providers, you know, may refer to the community and we're responsible for booking that care. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, we'll provide that care. We'll make sure that the veterans are informed, you know, of when they'll receive that care, and it'll just be overall better coordination.
The federal government hires a third-party contractor to sort of do some of that appointing now. HealthNet on this coast is who that company is right now, though that could change. Is it fair to the Manchester VA to have employees there do some of this work, especially since HealthNet is, in theory, supposed to be doing it already?
We already do a lot of that work. You know, Choice isn't the only program that we use to, you know, provide care to veterans in the community. We coordinate care for veterans who receive care at other VAs. We coordinate care for veterans who receive care, you know, out in the local area hospitals that we coordinate directly. And we, you know, work closely with HealthNet now to make sure that veterans receive appointments, you know, through their provider network. So we already do some of that. You know, and I think we'll continue to do that and probably more in the future.
Is the Manchester VA slowing choice spending for any reason right now?
We're not slowing choice spending. I think, you know, most New Hampshire veterans are choice mileage eligible. And, you know, it's up to those veterans, should they want to seek care in the community through choice, that they opt in and they're able to do so. So I'd say, you know, the demand for choice is driven by the veterans and where they want to receive that care.
There are two ways that veterans can get care at private hospitals through the Department of Veterans Affairs. One is Veterans Choice, and the other is a separate, I guess, pool of funds for a program called Care in the Community, correct? Is the hospital making an effort to shift veterans away from choice and to care in the community?
What we look, I guess, as far as shift, we try to get veterans, you know, to the right level of care in the right time. And sometimes that, you know, does involve care in the community. Certainly for more urgent care, that's the direction that we would go.
Meaning if a veteran has an emergency situation, that would come out of care in the community, in part because there's no time to get authorizations for a veteran's choice.
That's correct. I mean, the choice program is not set up to provide, you know, emergency care.
Recent changes with the private company HealthNet caused more than 500 return requests for appointments with doctors a few months ago. Explain, if you could, what happened to those veterans and their appointments. Did they eventually get their appointments?
They did. When we looked at, you know, a number of the returns that we had a group of of providers here at the hospital, as well as some clinical experts at the VA New England healthcare system, go through every single one of those returns. They looked at them for clinical necessity and coordinated that care and worked with each of those veterans to find out, you know, the best place for them to receive that care, and they've been coordinating that care, you know, since the time of receiving those returns.
And why were they returned?
You know, returns happen for a number of reasons through HealthNet, but, you know, primarily they'll look at HealthNet not being able to book an appointment within the contractual time frame, which is 10 days. And so if HealthNet is unable to book that care, it comes back to the facility, and then it's, you know, our responsibility to reach out to those veterans and coordinate their care from there.
Overall, if you could give a grade to the Veterans Choice Program, what grade would you give it?
I think I'd give it a C. I think, you know, I may reference back at the SVAC that, you know, this feels similar to the first generation of TRICARE when I was in the Army, and certainly, you know, starting huge programs like the Choice Program or TRICARE, it takes time. And so, you know, similar to some of the growing pains we had back then, I see some of those same growing pains now. And you know, I think that, you know, the good thing is that over time and with lessons learned that, you know, the TRICARE program has certainly become a very robust, well-respected program. And let's hope that, you know, we follow suit with the VA.
If you had the ear of your congresswoman or your senator, what would you tell them about how they could improve the Veterans Choice Program?
You know, the ways to improve the Veterans Choice Program is to improve on the education level for those who use the system. You know, it's a complex system, and I think the more that we can simplify the system and probably have, you know, one type of care where we access in the community would be beneficial for all. It's tough to navigate multiple avenues to coordinate care in the community.
Kevin Forrest is Associate Director of the Manchester, New Hampshire Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center. Kevin, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Peter, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.